रक्ति ही अनभिष्वंगः पुत्रदार गृहादिषु. We had already talked about this. Nityam samachittat, nityam samachittatvam. Ishtanishtopapattishu. Mayichananyayogena. Bhaktiravyabhicharini. Viviktadeshasevitvam. Aratirjana samsadi, adhyatma jnana nityatvam, tatva jnanartha darshanam, yeta jnana miti proktam, ajnanam yata thonyatha. Nityam samachittatvam ishta nishtopa pattishu ishta anishta upapattishu nityam samachittatvam. This is the definition, one of the defining sentences of Karma Yoga. Siddhya Siddhyo Samo Bhutva Samatvam Yoga Uchyate Yogastha Kuru Karmani Sangam Tektva Jaya Jayo Siddhya Siddhyo Samo Bhutva Samatvam Yoga Uchyate. Siddhihi asiddhihi samaha. The one who is the same in one response. One's response to siddhi means success. Whatever you expected, success. The expectation has happened. Asiddhi, the expectation did not happen. Tayoho siddhyas asiddhyoho samo bhutva samatvam yoga uchyate. Being more or less the same and that person has got this yoga. Samo bhutva kuru karmani. Yogastaha kuru karmani. Yoge tishtatiti yogastaha. The one who abides in yoga. The one who goes about living one's life as yoga. Why? Because yoga is samatvam yoga uchyate. The definition. What is samatvam? That is the whole verse. Siddhya Siddhyo Samo Bhutva. Yogastha Kuru Karmani. Why? Because Samatvam Yoga Uchyate. Samatvam is called yoga. And then that is further explained. This was in the second chapter. In the 13th chapter, when talking about again, what will make you qualify, prepared enough to gain this knowledge? That will help you, that which helps you to receive this knowledge means you are mature. A mature person is qualified for knowing that I am the whole. The whole is not separate from me. What is at stake is not ordinary. Infinite. I am the whole means I am Purnam Brahma. Nothing is outside me. All me, including the subject, knower, and the known, all of them are me. So that is purely cognitive. You and now it is the same. And if one doesn't know, then one has to know. That ignorance has to go. So this vision is gained by a person when one is mature, one is prepared. This preparation is what this life can give. Then the pramana will take care of it. You are living your life like in order to allow yourself to become an adult, to become a potential mother, father. You require from babyhood to live a few years. You have to see some summers and winters. You have to put in some winters. So when you have covered a few winters, then you have lived a few winters, then you have to shave and all that. The metamorphosis takes place. This is physical, biological metamorphosis. The growing process, should not stop there. If it stops there, you become only parent of some children. And stop there retarded. Because the process was not maintained. And the process of growing is in the hands of oneself, one's own initiative. It's not taken care of by nature. This is not prakritam. This growth is not prakritam. Prakrita vriddhi. That vriddhi is something in your initiative. That is where you require to have some association, support system. Even suppose somebody gets into a habit of alcohol, then to get out of it, you get into alcoholic habit to become an alcoholic because of association. Alone you don't become alcoholic. At least in this culture there is alcohol. In fact, certain things they prepare with alcohol also. And certain dressing and all that. Some dessert, one trifle, there is an English trifle. This, they make trifle. Make a fuss about the trifle. Even though it's a trifle. So I'll prepare a trifle. And so much fuss about trifle. And it is something, some fruits. And then this beaten cream, you know, cream, butter, beaten butter. That's a cream. And the top of it. And then put on the top of it some alcohol. I think wine or something they put. Wine? Sherry. No. That is all part of the fruits. Sherry what? Oh, sherry is another wine. How do I know all that? I know a little trifle, you know. So this trifle They use wine, sherry wine. Correct? And now what I say, it's a part of the cooking. Part of the cooking, like your yellow powder. In India, for everything yellow. So they will put this haldi, which is very healthy. Haldi. So haldi like. So sometimes if not haldi like, at least there are few recipes that include this also, alcohol also. It is in the culture. It's either right or wrong, that is in the culture. But to become an alcoholic, it takes some company. So to become an alcoholic also you require support system. And then to get out of it, definitely you require a support system. The support system is very important. That's how you grow. Alone you become victim. And that is a disease. Alcohol is a disease. Alcoholism is a disease. You need not attach stigma to alcohol, but it is a disease. And to get rid of the disease, you require support system, and you require Ishvara also, prayer also. It's also support. And therefore, you have to use will. Will is not enough. Your own will, unsupported by a support system, unsupported by the Ishvara being present in your life. So Ishvara's support, Ishvara's whatever the phala for the prayer, without that support, there is no way you can heave yourself out of alcohol. Because you have no power over alcohol. So if one doesn't use will, one cannot grow. To grow out of, this growth is more growing out of and growing into. So these twofold, grow out of without growing into, is very difficult. You can't grow out of it completely unless you grow into. And therefore, in the second chapter, Vishayaha Vinivartante Niraharasya Dehinaha, purely will. All the objects that you were committed to before, they go away from you because you have turned away from them. Vishayaha Vinivartante. All bottles walk out of your house. And overnight you distribute all of them. Of course, a part of your heart also will go. And so every bottle goes away means a little bit of heart also goes. Potunde, potunde. So little bit of heart is gone along with every bottle. And then your heart becomes empty. And that void will get filled up by the same bottle. Different labels. So, red label, that label. They all come back. And therefore, you can't keep a place void. You can't keep it for a long time. Void means it will be filled up. In the creation, there is no void. Void means everything rushes towards the void. It fills up. You understand void. And therefore, you have to fill it up. Positively. Vishayaha vinivartante niraharasya dehinaha. For an individual who has used his or her will to avoid all these things, but the value for it, the taste value for it, even though the intellectual value may not be there, the emotional value is something that drives the person towards that, and therefore you better fill it up with something positive. Because rasa varjam vinivartante. Rasa varjam, rasam vina vinivartante. Rasam remains. Rasam is taste. The love for the taste of it. Then alcohol enslaves the person. Then rasopi, look at the beauty of this verse. Rasopi, even that rasa, love for the rasa, you have to grow out of. They also go, so you grow out of it. Rasopi. Param drishtva nivartate. Param, relatively you can take it also. Absolutely also you can take. Param drishtva, something param. Something more shreshtam. Drishtva, something shreshtam drishtva. More than what you have given up, you grow into a person which gives you satisfaction. That is what we call satsangam. Satsangatve nisangatvam. Old Sri. Old verse. This is called satsanga, satam sangaha. So the association of the people who are given to this pursuit. So one, it's not that they don't require help. They also want to grow. You also want to grow. Together they help each other. And thereby they stand like redwood trees. These redwood trees give us a very great lesson. They grow 360 feet. There is one tree, 364 feet or something. I've seen the tree. 36 floors. The tree height. And they have a signboard there. The height is 360 feet. So if it has to be 360 feet, it goes straight. It can't do like this. Paisa, like paisa. Pizza? Pizza. Yeah. I thought pizza, if I say that you may take pizza. This is also Italian, I think. And therefore... So it stands straight. Straight. And if it has to have roots to stand like this, what should be the length of the root underneath? It will strike oil. And therefore, it has to be so much length. Bhagavan doesn't do that. This is all impossible. There may be rocks, there may be so many things, and therefore it won't work. And if it has shallow root system, it cannot stand any whiff of air. If you breathe little heavily, it will fall. And it won't grow, it won't be there to stand for so many years. Therefore, what they do, they have a shallow root system, but they grow together. Each one helps each other. They can. All of them, and that's why redwood means they grow together. Grabbing each other. No storm can do anything to that. Only fire can come. Fire also cannot easily penetrate because the water drawn from the earth is outside, inside it is dry. That is why you will find a tree, redwood tree standing there, the inside hollow, still alive. The bark side is still watery. Therefore, this fire cannot penetrate. If it does, somehow burns only one portion and then eats up the inside part of it. The tree is very big. Therefore, they will have drive-through. And the tree is alive. It's a marvelous tree. To live that many years, it must have all this. Growth, full growth. Support system helps all of them to grow together, stand together. They all become adult trees, old trees. And every ring inside, suppose the tree is, they have cut the tree, fell the tree. Or it had somehow fallen down because they cut the tree. They cut redwood trees. And there was a line, famous Reagan's line. So if you have seen one tree, you have seen all the trees. Therefore, one redwood tree you have seen, and then you have seen all the trees. Why are you keeping all the trees here? Log it. And therefore, the trees have no support system. They fall down. One such tree. So they have cut it, removed from the roots. Then, it's a huge tree. Inside, rings are there. It is a 10,000-year-old tree. Already it was big tree. Then they say, this is all BC. And then, this is the time, this is the place. Already the tree has grown up. It has seen Jesus Christ. And this is the time Jesus was born. Then afterwards, Jesus is gone. And like this, so they have marked it. If you go to California, see that tree. Go to the Avenue of Giants, and you will find all this. So whenever I saw that, I felt, what a tree. It has seen all of them. It has seen. And there is one tree which has seen all of them. It is seeing all of us. And inside shallow, still there are trees. It is a shrine tree. Hollow. You see the heavens. That's why it's called shrine tree. You go inside the tree and look up. You can see the sky. It's called shrine tree. Branches are there. Together we stand. So you have to heave yourself. And one of those points one has to note with the point of growth, there are areas of growth. One area is yoga. The karma yoga has got all this with reference to samat ishto ishta anishta upapattishu. Upapattihi is praptihi, gain. Praptishu and prapteshu. Prapteshu satsu. Prapta and prapteshu. Ishta prapti, anishta prapti. So, ishta prapti, anishta prapti means what is gain of what is desired and what is despised, not desired. Anishta. We are not talking of desirable here. Ishta prapti, anishta prapti. And therefore, ishteshu prapteshu satsu. Anishteshu prapteshu satsu. In the wake of the gain of ishta, desired, anishta, not desired, means disliked. Not desired, not enough. Not, it is disliked, anishta. There are a lot of objects you don't desire, nor you hate them. Like a pebble, like a plant. Therefore, anishteshu, prapteshu, satsu, in the wake of the gain of things that you don't like, you don't want, in the wake of both of them, what you are in your response? Swamiji, I am yo-yo. So this yo-yo and ishteshu, then screaming, elation. How language gone? Language gone. There is no more language. And some sounds. And it comes, all these sounds come. We transcend language whenever the emotion is very acute, intense. So intense emotion also, pain, acute pain is there. Then also, what is the language? So, that is how it is. Any intense emotion, you transcend language. And this is something, you become animal language. You have animal language. I don't say you become animal. You use animal language. No language. Beyond language. Then you also understand, oh, what happened, what happened? What happened? Concern, because. Because you understand pain. This is a language. Because we understand. But if you look into the dictionary, you don't find the word. You won't find the word. But outside dictionary also we communicate. Just by through a group of sounds, the way you sound. Nobody, suppose you have got pain. Bah, 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 bah. They won't understand pain is not there. They will think that you are vulnerable. You are blabbering. That is what they will think. But when you make the sound, you scream, They all understand. Ishta anishta upapattish. Yo-yo. The response is yo-yo. Now he says, ishtanishtopapattishu samachittatvam. Look at that. Samatvam is addressed. Samachittatvam is explained. Chittam means mind. Samam chittam yasya samachittaha. Samam, the mind is the same. In terms of mind, we are talking. The person becomes samachittaha. Samam chittam yasya. Whose mind is samam, more or less. You have to say more or less. If you don't say more or less, you become a stone. You cannot become a stone, therefore you get stoned. Understand? You cannot become a stone, and for which you have to live millions of years. You can't become a stone. We are not qualified for it. But you can get stoned. You can be zombie. Anything happens, you are the same. Because I am a yogi, karma yogi. What is written there? Samachittatvam. Therefore what? Hilna nai. Don't move. Isn't it? More or less. That more or less is important. Because when there is something good happening, you have to respond to it. It is the same. Like Indian father. I have to say this. Indian father, he never is, he will not praise. Praise the child. The child does well. 85, 90, 92, 95. The Indian father, you could show the mark card. Okay, next time make it 100, okay? This is how you will start. Typical, this Indian father is a problem. Typical, that is okay because, that is okay. In a joint family, it was okay. You don't want to praise in front of all the other brother is there, brother's children are there. Therefore, your uncle will praise you. And this fellow's children, then the other one will praise. And then if both of them are busy, grandfather will praise. There is always somebody to praise. Always an empty lap available. Empty lap. So therapy. All the time. So mother scolded or something. The child goes to the grandmother. Grandmother gets a chance to get at her, the daughter-in-law. And therefore she will say, Ava apidha. So she is like this, our mother is like this, and the kudumbame apidha. That family is like this. So she will have one exhaustion of her pent-up problem. And so she will also get therapy, child also will get therapy, and it is wonderful because there is an empty lap. Now where is empty lap? If there is any empty lap, there is a laptop. And so there is no empty lap anywhere. And therefore, so there is no end for this with problems. This is nuclear family. Means you have to change your attitude. Nothing wrong with Indian father. Indian father is as good as any other father, perhaps the most sacrificing fellow. He has no self-interest. For the sake of children, he will sell his shirt. And for their education, he will do that. There is nothing like an Indian father. Because there is so much value for education and the growth of a child. He is the family man. But the culture is the joint family culture. His brother will be there. Older brother will be there. Their children will be there. Younger brother children will be there. The uncles will take care of the children. Because your own child, because you don't fondle your own child sitting there and then doing like this, they all look at it, you feel shy. This is very natural. This is a cultural. They don't do that. That's really a joint family culture. And this joint family culture is from agriculture. Now you have a nuclear family, and therefore you have to recast yourself. And therefore you have to applaud the child. 90 marks, 95 marks, unheard of. Father passed all his exams by scoring 62. And mother, she used to score 70. And therefore, average, if you take, you know, and average, say 60, and 62 and 70. So 66. Average is 66. But otherwise, genetically, how it is possible? It is not possible. Average 66. But you get 90%. And suppose the child talks back. You score only 62, Dad. I know, I saw your book. 62, Dad. Mom, 70. Then why do you expect me to score 90? I am born of you. I am little better. You can't talk. Because the rule of the home. And therefore, it's called home rule. The rule at home. No child wants to talk like this, cannot talk like that. It's not right also to talk. And therefore, enjoy the child. Make the child know that you love. The samachitattam is useless here. You have to appreciate the child. That is not what we are talking about. You give the dues. So, if that is so, then all right. You don't say anything when the scorecard is good. Then if it is low, don't say anything. You always smile. So, Pitaji, phir bhi fail ho gaya. So, you just be the same. Pitaji, that kind of samachitattam is no good. And therefore, more or less, the same. One is not totally down. Or hits the ceiling. If one hits the ceiling, it's going to come down. The impact, you know what it is. And therefore, neither you hit the ground nor the ceiling. And that is more or less. How that is possible? That is where you have to bring in Ishvara into your life. The awareness of certain realities of living. That awareness is there in the wake of your understanding of the reality of karma, karma phalam, That's where karma yoga becomes the one portion of karma yoga is very crucial with reference to the result of karma. Therefore, this nityam samachittatvam ishtanishtopapattishu, this particular sentence, without the meaning of the next sentence, so it can never be accomplished, even though meaning can be understood, but that cannot be accomplished unless you bring in the meaning of the next sentence. The next sentence is Mayi Abhyabhicharini Bhaktihi Nityam Chasamachittatvam Ishtanishtopapattishu Mayi Chananya Yogena Bhaktiravyabhicharini. Krishna is Parameshwara. That's how he is presented. Even Vyasa has created Krishna. Vyasa has created Krishna as avatara. Made Krishna say that I am avatara. There is no necessity for historicity of Krishna. Because whole history is Ishvara. And therefore you don't need all that. Therefore, if Krishna is the name for an avatara, we have to understand what is avatara. Now, Krishna is historical or not, that's not the topic. Vyasa presents Krishna as an avatara. And therefore, he didn't even say, Sri Krishna uvacha. What did he say? Sri Bhagavan uvacha. Bhagavan is Ishvara. That is how the whole presentation is. Vyasa is qualified to write the Vedic vision through these two characters, Krishna and Arjuna, in dialogue. And therefore, if somebody said, is Krishna historical or myth? Krishna is not myth and need not be historical. But Krishna is Parameshwara. There is a concept of avatara. Therefore, Krishna is an avatara. Name is Krishna. Suppose he was not there. Swamiji, suppose Krishna was not there. No problem. Because everything is Ishvara. We are invoking Ishvara as Krishna. We can invoke Ishvara as yourself also. We can even invoke Ishvara Bhagavan in you. Put you there. You should be there. Then we will offer abhishekam to you and panchamrutam to you, buttermilk and then milk and then the flowers and then we will do all this. You should not do like that. You have to take it as it is. Huh? We can offer to you. Don't say, no, don't say. You can't do that. So you are Parameshwara. And therefore, we will offer everything to you. Because the whole thing is Ishvara. Your body is not excluded. Any one form can be an altar. We can invoke and then worship. We do this all the time. When we do Mola Mantra Japa in a kumbha, in a pot, We filled up the pot with the water. We kept water there. Then you put a coconut. It becomes like a temple. The Gopuram is there. Kumbha is complete. Water is a good conductor. A good conductor of heat also. Good conductor of chant also. It has gone from the Vedic tradition elsewhere also. Or it was elsewhere also. Need not go from one place to another. The humanity has this knowledge. In water they always invoke. By mantra, by chanting. And then in all this, you know, conversion, the baptism and all that they do. And baptism means they have the same tap water. Taptism. But it is same tap water. But tap water, they do some mantra, they have got some Latin. Dodo Padre, Dodo. They have their own mantra, as we have our own. And therefore that's all the same. Then water becomes sacred. That is the bhavana. Water becomes sacred. But here we have the whole mantra, way of invoking. And you invoke the deity is there. Varuna is there. And therefore, so that is offered unto the Lord. And therefore we can invoke in any particular form the total Ishwara's form. Total is not that you have to go around. Like the ocean you can touch by touching the immediate wave. You are touching the ocean. But the same ocean you touch, but as a wave. Shift has taken place here. The way you look at the wave, as a wave, you can invoke the wave. This is wave. That's how you see it. You want to touch the wave, and you touch the wave. You want to touch the ocean, you touch the same wave. One wave. Enough? That includes all the waves. All the breakers, all the surfs. The whole ocean. And for your puja, that is enough. That is the altar. Then if you want to touch water, same wave. Which is water, which is ocean. Because of that reality alone, these two are possible. Because all that is there is one, is a standpoint. Wave, ocean, both standpoints. And therefore, Vyasa knows this is Upanishad's Veda, the Vedic vision. The Gita upholds that vision, supports that vision, unfolds that vision. The language that is simple, simpler, not simple, simpler than the Vedic language. And therefore, Krishna, Vyasa has the knowledge of all the Vedas under his belt. And he can present, when he writes a big canvas, Mahabharata in a peak, really speaking. Perhaps there was a war between the two within the family. And he would use this big canvas to bring in everything, archetypes, values, he made all the values walk. The human limitations portrayed. It's a vast canvas. And in that canvas, he creates one Krishna. Suppose Krishna was there, Krishna was not there. There is Krishna in Mahabharata. And there is Arjuna in Mahabharata. How could he talk within that, in the battlefield? How long to read this Gita? It takes so much time. It is obvious. Krishna did not tell Arjuna, Ashochanan Vashochastvam Prajnavadansya Bhashase. He didn't talk like that. He didn't talk like that. He had talked to him. And Vyasa presents the whole talk in the form of verses. We must know. How could there be time? You are asking me. Vyasa tells in his Mahabharata that there was time. They talked. But how he had time? He had time. He had time. And he could talk. They assembled very early. The match was to begin. You go. The match had not yet begun. It's not like these days. So they used to time fixed up. At that time only they will start. Enough time was there, Krishna to talk and Arjuna to say, Nashto Mohaha, I am no more deluded and I will fight. Then he got up and began. But it's not that immediately. There is some kind of a referee was there. And then they started. It's like a match. It's war. Destroy each other. Again, within that there is some dharma. Even in dharma, dharma fight, there is some dharma. It's a culture. You can see all that culture. Therefore, we look upon him as avatara. If he was there as historical, doesn't matter. It was wonderful. If he was not historical, it doesn't matter. He married so many people, 60,000 people. And that itself is the reason why we worship him as God. You have got one wife, you can't make her happy. So this is that. Don't talk to me, okay? And therefore, it's very obvious. There was a real case, something I read. And this was, there was a case it seems. And in Russia I think it was. And recently some internet something came. Somebody printed out. And the case is real case I'm told. And that Krishna should not be allowed in Russia because he was immoral. And he had so many thousands of wives. Okay, then the Krishna people asked, the church was against it. Then the church, how many nuns are there in the world? Millions. What is their vows? Each one of them is committed to Jesus, married to Jesus. Huh? But how many vows he has got? It is the same. It's a commitment. It's not wife. They're all jivas. That is, Krishna is Purusha. The gopis and gopas also. All of them are devotees. And Krishna is one Purusha. One person. And Prakriti. So that is all interpretation. What I say? Krishna in Mahabharata, what is presented is Krishna. He was Dwarakanatha and Krishna was the Lord, presented by Vyasa. And therefore, history, fine. Non-history, fine. Through Krishna, I understand what is avatar. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. And Krishna presents himself as Bhagavan. He himself presents himself as Bhagavan. In the fourth chapter, Arjuna asks a question. When Krishna told, Imam Vivasvate Yogam Proptavan Aham Avyayam Vivasvan Manave Praha Manu Rikshvakave Bravi Evam Parampara Praptam Imam Rajarshayo Viduhu Sakale Neha Mahata Yogo Nishtav Parantapa. So this what I am teaching you, Arjuna, already a start, second chapter, third chapter, is complete. Don't look at me like this. This is a good old thing. Nothing, I am introducing anything new. I introduce this in the Veda itself. In Vivasvan, to Vivasvan I gave. In the Solar Dynasty. Vivasvan. And therefore I gave this to Vivasvan. Then Vaivasvata Manu. His own son, Manu Vivasvan gave, Vaivasvata Manu. Manuhu Ikshvakave Brabid, this is Ramayana time. Ikshvakave Brabid he gave to Ikshvaku. Thus, Parampara Praptam. Imam Raja Rishayaha Viduhu, Rajanascha Rishayascha Viduhu. All the kings know, all the rishis know. All the king rishis all know, anyway. All these great people knew. Looks as though new to you because you didn't have time to look into this. You were busy doing various other things. He was doing a lot of mantras. Whole day you have to keep the powder dry. All the missiles effective. And for each missile to be effective, he has to astram. Astram, each missile is not arrow, Olympic game. This is missile. Mantra powered. And each one has its own power. So like a napalm bomb, agniastra. It emits fire and goes. The other one, opposite, it sprays water and comes. Therefore, they have all these opposite astras. And they have to be kept alive. For which every day one has to do mantra. And if he has got a stockpile of missiles, and he will have time only to chant mantras. You have to understand how these missiles are kept alive. And therefore, Arjuna didn't have the time to look into all this. Therefore, I was the one who told this, he said. Imam Vivasvate Yogam. I taught Vivaswan. Arjuna asked this question. Shankara says here, Arjuna knew this is Krishna, is Bhagavan Avatara. But when he said, I taught this, he meant only I am Bhagavan. He wants to hear from Bhagavan's mouth that I am Bhagavan. Therefore, he asks him, how this is possible? Aparam bhavato janma, param janma vivasvataha, aparam bhavato janma. Your janma, bhavataha janma, your janma, just the other day, you are my contemporary, and I know Ashtami day, Rohini Nakshatram. You were born. We know your jatakam. Your horoscope we know. Aparam bhavato janma, param janma vivasvataha. And Vivaswan has been here. Lord Sun. And or even dynasty. The head of the dynasty is called Vivaswan. That is what we call solar dynasty. Who had the grace of sun. All right, that dynasty head, Vivaswan, long, long ago in another yuga. So, aparam bhavato janma, param janma vivasvataha, katametad vijaniyam, tvam adav proktavanadi. How will I ever understand that you taught them all? You were not there at all to teach. Dinayade. Katam etat vijaniyam. But in the kartla, one thing you can say. And this fellow says, where were you? Last weekend I didn't see you. I went to attend my father's marriage, you know. It's really happened like that. And so, all these are possible, we have seen this also. Here itself I saw that. But this one is too much. This is not visualized. We cannot visualize this happening. Because this is another yuga. Aparam bhavato janma. Param janma vivasvataha katham etad vijaniyam tvam adav proktavaniti. Bhagavan says, bahuni me vyatitani janmani tava charjuna tanyaham veda sarvani natvam vetta parantava. I know all of them. I had taken many births before, like this, special janma, and you also took, of course, any number of births. But I remember all of them, and I know all of them. You don't remember. You can't remember. One is jiva, the other is Ishvara. Keeping the maya under my control, I come into being. Avatara, whole avatara vada, beautiful vada. And therefore, when Bhagavan uses whenever the first person, except one or two places, he uses only as Parameshwara. Aham is Parameshwara. The language presentation is always first person. All Puranas, all Itihasas, it's all first person. Always quote. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. See, Bhagavan said, then first person, quote, Arjuna Uvacha, first person, Arjuna quote. All books are like that, first person. Very interesting. The third person comes only to present the dialogue, to quote, within quotes everything. Mayi, all this I talked only to point out Mayi. Mayi Parameshwari, Avyabhicharini, Ananya Bhakti, Ananyena Bhakti. Avyabhicharini means not flinching. Bhaktihi, devotion. Ananyena Bhaktihi, this generally, Bhakti Mukuti, is a very peculiar bhakti. But here Gita tells Ananyena Bhaktihi. I am Ishwarat Anyahana. You don't say, you can say that also. Ishwara is not other than me. That may be arrogance, that I cannot be independent of Ishwara at any time. This I should know very thoroughly. It's this vague understanding is not enough. Mayi ananya yogena avyabhicharini bhakti. I am not separate from Parameshwara. I cannot put a distance between me and Ishwara if Ishwara is everything. Like even I cannot put a distance between me and space. I cannot put a distance. If everything is Ishwara, what distance is there? In that way, as an individual, I am. And looking at everything as Ishwara. Karta I am, in the sense I am, by I am provided this, with this sense of doership, some freedom to do, not to do. Therefore I do, karma nyeva adhikaraha me, paleshu ma kadachana. Yesterday I was telling, so you don't call all the shots. I said one step further, you don't call any shot. That is the truth. You don't call any shot. If that is so, then your bhakti, your recognition of Ishwara becomes avyabhicharini. It's not shifting. Abhibhakta, Friday bhakta, Sunday morning bhakta, kabhi kabhi bhakta. Therefore, this bhakta at a particular time. And there are people who say, Swamiji, that is religion. Religion is religion, and business is business. One friend of mine, when I was struggling with this, there was one friend, we all used to go to one hill, and in the early Malayan, there was nothing there, one cave was there, and we used to go and sit in cave, the cave psychology, we have got. And so I have seen all this. You know, the cave psychology, and then we all used to go to this cave. And there was one Swami also. This fellow was a great bhakta, and he is running a business. These pipes, conduit pipes and all that, wiring and cables and pipes. You know. And he was bluffing in one place, and he was boasting about the bluff. Hey, how can you do this? You come here, you do all this... the spiritual, you want to meditate and you go to the Swami, He was the one who took me to that Swami. And you took me to the Swami and all that. You are doing like this. The Pare, he says, you please see, religion is religion, business is business. You can't combine both. Bluff! I didn't go afterwards. This is bluff. So religion is religion, spirituality is spirituality. I say, how that business is business. That's very dangerous. Compartmentalization like this, it doesn't work. You are, religion is your relationship with Ishvara. No matter what job you do, you are religious. And that is abhyabhicharini bhakti. Karmanyeva adhikaraste. You have got a choice to do. Once done, karmapala. The karmapala can be equal to your expectation, or more than your expectation, less than your expectation, or opposite. How are you going to take it? It comes from Ishvara. That's a different attitude. That is what I say, prasada buddhihi. I had talked about this before. Prasada buddhihi. There is some pleasant prasada. Very more than expectation prasada is. It is a big prasada. Expectation is equal, that is also prasada, pleasant. Less than expectation, prasada. It's okay, prasada, it can be worse. Then the fourth one, the opposite. You are crossing the road. You wanted to catch the bus, you caught the bus. Equal, prasada. You crossed the road and got a ride. This happens once in a lifetime. That is also prasada. And it is a very grateful prasada. You are very grateful, it's wonderful. Prasada. With gladness you accept that and gratefulness also. Then the third prasada is less than what you expected, cross the road and miss the bus. We all know what is missing the bus. So that is the third prasada. The fourth one, you are not there even to recognize this is a tragic prasada. Because the fellow got knocked down. He fell down. New shoes. To make it effective. New shoes. On the road, new banana peel. And in India this happens. And the fellow's bus is going. And he was taking a banana. He was eating a banana. He buys these bananas. You know, when the bus stops, they will sell. So he bought one banana. And then he ate the banana. And threw away. After all, road, there's got a lot of space. And so he threw away this banana. And it is fresh. And he was wearing new shoes. Vada vada. These two things should not meet each other. And so when this fellow stepped on it, went down, then you know what all things go upon him. The three-wheeler goes, two-wheeler goes. So all these wheelers all go. You know? So, he just lost consciousness. And then he went to the emergency ward. Somebody took him, and then afterwards all these people came, and that is the fellow after 3 days wakes up. What? Ask fundamental questions. I told you, who am I? Why I am here? What is the purpose of my coming here? Periya vishayam. Take some time to get back to pick up the thread. Then you have to take, this is also prasada. Very unpleasant, but that's prasada. That is maturity. Law of karma. There are so many things that we can take precautions. But whether I will get what I wanted is not in my hands. If that is the reality, you have to accept the reality. It's all Ishvara's order. The more I see that, the more my bhakti is avyabhicharini. It's not spasmodic bhakti. You don't get into a bout of devotion. Now and then devotion bout. Like a fever bout, you know. A feverish devotion. No. It is an abiding devotion because of my understanding the presence of Ishvara. And that is capable of converting every karmaphala into a prasada, coming as it does from Ishvara. As the karmadhyakshaha, karmapaladata, as the one in the form of law of karma, and also as the one who is the giver of the result of action. It's all Ishvara. And therefore, Ishvara is there. You have nityam samachittatvam is easy. Otherwise it becomes tall order. You bring Ishvara, then it is easy. Because that is the reality. The more you understand the reality of the presence of Ishvara, the more you can accept it gladly. This next week Swamiji will say, next meeting. Okay? Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Arihi Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Arihi Om.